WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When some crazy hears the voice of God and builds a 300-foot backyard altar out of tin cans and string, architectural scholars call that a folly. In other words, a work of such colossal nuttiness and misplaced conviction that it can stir in us a certain awe. In that sense, Field of Dreams is a folly. In fact, it's a folly about a folly. And as terrible a movie as it is, I'm a little bit stunned by it. Stunned by how the high-concept, low-imagination movie industry could have backed and marketed such a nitwit but grandiose vision. Field of Dreams is about what happens when a farmer named Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner, starts hearing a whispery voice in the cornfields. The voice tells him, in so many words, to clear some of his cropland and build a baseball diamond on it. And so he does. Whereupon Shoeless Joe Jackson and the other White Sox who were banned from baseball after the 1919 World Series scandal show up to play on Ray's new diamond. Before long, the voice is telling Ray to facilitate all sorts of other dumb little miracles. To hunt up an elusive 60s author, played by James Earl Jones, and get him to join in on the do-gooding. And then to hunt up Doc Graham, who got to bat in only one inning of professional baseball, and who's played here by Burt Lancaster.
I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance, just once. To stare down a big league pitcher. To stare him down, and just as he goes into his windup, wink. Make him think you know something he doesn't. That's what I wish for. Chance to squint at a sky so blue that it hurts your eyes just to look at it. To feel the tingle in your arm as you connect with the ball. To run the bases, stretch a double into a triple, and flop face first into third. Wrap your arms around the bag. That's my wish, Kinsella. That's my wish.
It's great to see Lancaster, those teeth, and that look of all-American persuasiveness in his eyes. And in fact, all of the movie's casting, by Marjorie Simkin, is brilliant. But that clip gives you an idea of the sappiness of the dialogue, and maybe even of the pointlessness of the whole enterprise. This movie exists mainly to make American males feel all creamy and sensitive, to reduce them to tears and let them feel manly at the same time, since those tears are about baseball and America and the goodness of earth and corn. The movie is elaborately designed and gorgeously filmed. Every shot has the red-tinted glow of an Annie Leibovitz photograph. And Robinson's script is clever in a way. It's very wet, but whenever it can, it makes a joke about its own wetness. It lets Costner be a baseball mystic and a 30-something skeptic at the same time. Field of Dreams is an attempt to tap the religious urge lying dormant in an irreligious society. We may not believe in the doctrines of the church, but we sure believe in the ritualistic beauty of baseball. And there are audiences who find that belief so touching that Field of Dreams usually plays to tear-soaked crowds. As for me, I watched it not crying, but gaping. And you might do the same. Follies this enormous don't often find their way to a theater near you.